Hey, P1s. This is Gordon Keith, broadcasting live from our new studios over the phone. Just to let you know, we were planning on going at 11 a.m. today, and I know a lot of us tweeted that. But, however, didn't quite make that. But we're all in place, in studio. I'm here with a gaggle of my friends, including George Dunham. I hope that we're on the air. Are we on the air there, Dave?
Yes, you are.
Excellent. Thank you so much. God bless you, Dave. That was good broadcasting on your part. Put that on your audition reel.
Thank you, sir.
All right, here's George. Giorgio, you're sitting at your place here in the new studios. What's your impression so far?
It's really nice, but my thought is this the way we're going to be broadcasting tomorrow on the phone?
There's a very good chance of that, Giorgio, that it will be an all-phone broadcast tomorrow. And you know what? That's the way it should be. I think that's the way it should be. I don't know why I think that, but I do think that's the way it should be.
So how does the phone sound from here? Does it sound good?
I have no idea. Let me go over here and... What's that? Hey, Dave, how does the phone sound from over here?
Sounds pretty good, Gordon.
Thank you, Dave. That was a good good exchange we just had there. I guess I could even take calls from P1s from where you're at, but, Dave, you would have to punch them up, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
All right, I'm checking on Twitter right now to see if people are actually hearing us. And Tommy Miller tweets, "What the hell, it's 11:23, get it together." So a lot of good response already from the P1s from our brand-new broadcast from the new studio. Is there a way to turn down this monitor over here? This is the feed. Oh, check out that. They just turned on Giorgio's mic there. And look, Giorgio, that's pretty cool that it turns red. The mic turns red when you're on.
But the weird thing is I don't think we're on the air right now.
I think we are by phone right now. Well, I think that that's just the Yahoo satellite feed there. That doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going on over the air. So, yeah, I'm trusting Dave. Let's go talk to Junior Miller. I don't know if the P1's heard his pretty voice in the background there, but Junior is here. Oh, wait a second. Look who I ran into. What's your name, sir?
Speaking of pretty voices and pretty faces. Hi, Gordon.
Oh, it's Norm.
No, no, it's the fake Norm.
No, it's the real Norm, and I can hear people cheering from their couches.
Oh, Gordon, nobody's been cheering from their couches and their homes at my voice for decades.
No, Norm, come on. Don't acknowledge your own irrelevance, Norm. It's not fun.
Well, hey, you acknowledge my irrelevance every morning, Gordon. I don't have to do that.
All right, let's go over here and talk to Junior Miller. Junior, how you doing?
I'd rather be punching old ladies at half-price books, but I'm okay.
Okay, but once again, that's not a copy point that they want really mentioned. As a matter of fact, every time you say that on a half-price book spot, I get called into an hour-long meeting.
Oh, cool.
All right. That's Junior Miller. Excuse me, Giorgio. I got the cord wrapped around Giorgio's throat here, almost precipitating a, "Hi, babe, I'm calling you from my mobile phone" type moment.
Don't make that your go-to reference to 2012, the Walker Raleigh incident.
What? I didn't even... What does that have to do with Walker?
Who said that? Who else has famously said that?
I say that every time I call my girlfriend.
I'm on a mobile phone.
Yes, I say, "Hi, babe, I'm calling you from my mobile phone."
That's interesting. That's the exact quote from Walker Raleigh the night his wife was murdered.
See, I didn't see that episode. I've watched all those Walker, Texas Raleighs, but never saw that.
No, it's not the TV show. It's an actual event that unfortunately occurred here in Dallas back in the 80s. And you know it well because you've been researching it more than a king assassination.
I'm not. No, don't say that. Is there a way to turn off these monitors?
No.
Good. That's much better. Dave, how are we sounding now?
You sound good. George, not so much.
George doesn't sound so good?
No, he's kind of fading in and out.
Oh, well, that's because I'm yanking the phone away from his big fat pie hole. That's why he's fading in and out.
And we have calls if you want them.
Oh, we do have calls. Okay, well, let's go to the calls here from our brand new studios here at Victory Park. Who do we have up first, Dave?
Hey, Ticket, what are you doing?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Cy.
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 Well, congratulations. What?
Cy. Hey, I sent the station's own Gordon Keith an email about y'all wall. I had a great idea for it. I think you guys ought to sell copies.
Let me stop you for a moment. I am the station's own Gordon Keith. That's who you're talking
to. The devil's own. Hey, I sent you an email yesterday about the y'all wall. I think you ought to make copies of it and sell them for charity and then auction off the original at Norm's deal.
Oh, yeah. Yours was the email that I completely ignored.
Probably.
Call, sir.
Probably.
Yeah,
I figure you only get one or two a day and you're too busy to read them.
Can you still dump stuff over there? By the way, hang up on this guy. Dave, can you still dump stuff from over there?
Theoretically, yes.
I get a very strong theoretically yes from
I can
Dave.
Still push the button, Gordon. After that, I have no idea.
All right, good. Well, you don't need to use it yet. We just wanted to make
just be prepared.
Sure. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next call there, Dave. Who do we have up next? How are you doing?
Will you tell Gordo he sounds like Owen Wilson voice over the damn phone?
Okay, once again, I'm Gordon, so you can tell me that directly.
Hey, Gordo.
Idiot.
Hey, how you doing? Do you have a comment about any sort of Owen Wilson voice type thing?
Yeah, you sound like Owen Wilson over the phone there, Gordo.
Okay, thank you, sir. I sure do appreciate it.
Stay hard.
So far, overwhelming great response from our new Victory Park studios. Had one guy comment about Yawal, and another guy say, I have Owen Wilson voice over the phone. 888-787-1310 is our telephone number. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on ticket.
Hey, Gordon, can we have sports discussion together?
Yes, please? We can have sports discussion together.
Yes, I would like that. You
is that the end of our sports discussion, or do you have more?
You remember when the Cowboys were good?
Yes, I remember when the Cowboys were good.
Yeah, me too.
All right, thanks for your call, sir. Thank you. Thank you. All right, if you're just joining us right now, I'm Gordon Keith. You may think you're talking to Owen Wilson, but I'm Gordon Keith, and I'm at the Victory Park Studios. We're just on the phone right now as we're getting ready. We're putting the finishing touches on our studio right now, so we can't exactly go out over the air over the microphone just yet. But I'm sitting in the studio right now with the Mount Rushmore of talent from the Little Ticket, Craig Miller, George Dunham, Gordon Keith, and you know who the fourth one is. That's right, George Dijon joining us in the studio. George, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks. I thought you were going to say Norm. He's Mount Rushmore.
No. You're kind of known as the fourth Beatle of the morning show.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I like it.
I'm looking forward in the new studio to beating the crap out of Groove if you'll give me the opportunity do that. Or is that unfair?
No,
is that wrong?
No. It's fair to beat the crap out of Groove.
Yeah. Good.
Now, what about you, George Dijon? Have you already taken your morning defecation?
Twice. Thank you very much. I've cleansed.
I know that you do all kinds of cleansing and probably eat a bunch of granola and probably eat hay or something that's healthy now.
No, not really. Actually, I ate a whole pizza yesterday, and I enjoyed it very much.
Okay, good. I love it when the fitness guys, Giorgio, show you how common man they are with mixing in, hey, I'll have a burger every once in a while.
Yeah, George will. He'll also pound on the glass in the break room and warn me about the dangers of diet drinks as I was just about to drink one about 30 minutes ago.
Now, didn't you went on George Dijon's cleanse one time, and you almost like blew out the lower part of your intestine.
No, it's not like that at all. It's a good program, and that's the I think the misconception, especially on your part, that it causes a lot of weird things to happen in the bathroom. it's really not that at all. You think that because that's a cleanse, and there's going to be some sort of nuclear.
What else would cleanse mean if it doesn't mean scraping the insides of your colon from their
But it's
a red meat spackle.
It does that over a 21-day period. It's not like it's an all-in-one bathroom explosion on a given day. It's a 21-day process.
All right, back to the phones we go. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, with the Morning Musers and George Dijon.
Thank you. Yes, Wayne from Wiley. I want to talk to Owen Wilson.
Yeah, you want to talk to Owen Wilson? Well, I'm right here. How you doing?
Awesome, man.
As we're getting ready, we're putting the finishing touch.
That's all.
Yeah, you might want to hang up or turn down your radio there. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, with Owen Wilson.
Hey.
Hey.
What AT&T are you guys located at right now?
What's that?
I said, what AT&T are you at right now?
Wait, you need to repeat it.
I said, what AT&T are you at?
What AT&T are we at? We're actually not at an AT&T store. We're in our new studios, but I'm just talking on the phone. until the studio itself gets ready to be
radio-worthy. Oh, I thought you were at AT&T.
No, no. Hey, thanks for your call. I sure do appreciate it. You were really a great caller. Oh, Lord. By the way, if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, we are available right now. Junior Miller's in studio with us right now, so if you want to tweet something to Junior, he is Junior Miller, all one word. No, wait, Junior underscore Miller. That's his Twitter name. I'm just Gordon Keith, so you can get a hold of us then. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you know you've just lost a listener.
Oh, no, sir. Why?
Well, it's too late. Sound quality's worse than ever before.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that, sir, and I do apologize.
That's okay.
At least you can take comfort that Joe Paterno's still alive.
No.
Oh, wait.
No.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm hearing something.
No, he's gone, too. Right,
I'm not sure that's correct.
Sorry about that. All right, thank you for your call. Thank you so much. With this and all kinds of confusion going on in the studio right now. They're hooking up the headphone amp right now. That is the last piece of the puzzle that will bring us in crystal clear HD sound to you, the P1s. This is amazing. Now, I know a lot of people have asked us whether this move to Victory Park into new state-of-the-art studios will increase our signal, because some people live on the margins of our signal. Do we still have a caller on? If we have a caller on, hang up on him, because I hate this caller.
No, there's nobody.
Okay, good. Thank you, Dave. But no, it won't increase our signal. That's a whole different FCC deal. What we do hope is that whenever WBAP has a garage sale and they sell one of their signals, we're hoping to pick up one of WBAP's signals at a garage sale. Kat, is that possible? Oh, I was just mentioning to the P1s here on the phone that we were asking whether we were going to increase our signal once we moved to state-of-the-art studios. And I said, no, the FCC governs the signal. And what we're hoping is that when WBAP has a garage sale and sells off some of their old signals, that we may pick one up then. But that's correct, Gordon. That's correct. But so far, we're not increasing our signal with this move to Victory Park yet. No, we're actually probably decreasing it, is what we're expecting. So there you go. There's a good positive message for you P1s out there who've been hoping for so long that we will increase our power. All right, let's look at Twitter here and see some of the reaction that we have. Oscar wants to know, did you hear Joe Paterno died? Yes, I just heard about that about
what?
90 seconds ago. Let's see, Joe Michael, he tweets, hearing you boys loud and less than clear, where is the dual-line Comrex? That's a good question, Joe Michael. We had to wait for the dual-line Comrex to come to us from our tower location, which I think is in Cedar Hill. So, our tower's in Valley Ranch? Oh, this is interesting news because I didn't even know this. I'm hearing from Jeff the Catman Catlin, our program director, that our tower is located in Valley Ranch. And where else? Don't we have other towers? Where's 104.1? That's in Sanger. So, I guess the sewing machine store. Sanger. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hello? 1310 The Ticket?
Yes, hi, you're on AM radio.
I was just trying to find out if Gordon would talk on what he thinks about Duke winning South Carolina.
Duke won over South Carolina?
Duke Gingrich won South Carolina. I wonder what Gordo had to think about that.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich won South Carolina. I think that's pretty amazing. I mean, can you really elect a guy who's divorced everyone who's ever contracted the disease and is built with a size 54 waist? I don't know. If he is electable, then that gives me hope. My political career one day. Hi, you're on Ticket. Hello, you're on Ticket.
Yes, I want to ask Gordon if he brought the baby arm with him.
Did I bring the baby arm with me?
Uh-huh.
First of all, I think your accent is fascinating. Where are you from?
Red Oak, you know, Ferris.
There you go. That's where I live.
Do what?
That's where I live.
It is. This Scott?
What?
Is this Scott Harrelson?
Is this Scott Harrelson?
Is
I've never gone by that name ever.
That's a co-host of the Soul Patch.
Oh.
You went to school in Red Oak.
Scott Harrison.
With the John Anderson?
No. This isn't Scott Harrison. This is Gordon Keith. I work on a different show. Thanks for your call.
Did you bring really Baby Arm with you?
Did I bring Baby Arm with me? That doesn't even make any sense. Baby Arm is a concept.
That doesn't make sense.
Concepts travel with you. It's not a physical object you got to load into some, you know, file box. Pull over. All right, let's go back to Twitter reaction. Tom tweets, content over audio quality is always gold. Hashtag accumulation. MG tweets, new studio makes you sound constipated, and that's directed to George Dunham and me. So that's nice. Brad C., who is the worst P1 we have, and I got to say, the move to the new studios means we finally need to have the courage to ban Brad C. from being a listener. Brad C. says, first broadcast moment from the new studio is by phone. I'm shocked by this development. Hashtag accumulation. Oh, it's fun, isn't it? All right, I'm going to hand it over to George Dunham now. He has a few things that he wants to say exclusively to the P1s. Here you go, Giorgio.
I think we need to, pause a second for station identification. How about that? Okay, let's do that on the ticket.
You're listening to KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. Here's George Dunham.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Actually, it's still 214-787-1310 because that hasn't been moved over here yet, right? Hi, you're on the ticket. What you got?
Gordo.
This is Giorgio now.
Hey, Giorgio. What's up, man?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, good. I was going to ask Gordo a couple questions.
Okay, I will relay your questions to Gordon. How about that?
Okay. One, is Maple Deli really that good?
Is Maple Deli really that good?
No.
What's your other question?
And I was going to ask him what rifle caliber he shoots.
What rifle, what caliber is your rifle?
7.
Hang on, here's Gordon.
What caliber is my rifle?
Yeah, what do you hunt with?
It depends on what you're hunting.
Well, if you're hunting deer.
Hunting deer, I would use a .30-06.
What about Plains Game?
Plains Game, I use a .375 H&H.
What else do you hunt?
That's about it, man. If you have, what's that? Oh, bye. Okay, P1s, it's your old pal Gordo here. Once again on Telephonic Technologies, we're working feverishly to get the new ticket studios up and running so you can hear us on the microphone. Running into a few problems, but that's okay. It's expected. And I've actually been called away out of the studio. We've got to have an all-staff meeting in the meeting room here at Victory Park. And everybody's here. Norm, Hardline, Bad Radio, everybody's up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to go in there. So I can't talk to you on the phone any longer right now. But stay tuned right here at the ticket. Just bear through Yahoo Sports. I know it's boring as S, but just bear with it. You never know when we're going to jump back on. So just stay right here, and I apologize, but I have to go right now because Kat is yelling at me. I love you. Bye. Aren't you going to hit any sort of fanfare there, Dave, for this exciting broadcast announcement I'm about to make? Attention, P1s of the Metroplex. This is Gordon Keith with your Victory Park studio update. We've just had a massive all-staff meeting in which Jeff Catman Catlin stood up in our palatial new digs in our meeting room, which seats probably close to 300, and announced that today is a day that will live in infamy. There will be no fresh broadcasting from the Victory Park studio today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad, so we can only join you by telephonic technology. And let me tell you a little bit about commitment to broadcasting and those who take it seriously and those who do not.
after he made the announcement that today we would not be going on the air with some funny round tables, testing out all the equipment and that sort of thing, only two broadcasters remained behind. Only two. The voice you're hearing right now, Owen Wilson, and Junior Spank Spank Miller. Right, unlike an Italian captain, Junior Miller's going down with this ship. And so we're still here and trying to get the kinks worked out. There were all sorts of difficulties in getting on the air today. When we got in studio, we didn't have the mic set up yet. And then, of course, you got to work on the processing of the mic and all this boring stuff that you don't care about as a good, strong P1. I know you care about content more than the technical nature of it, but we depend on all that technical stuff in order to bring you A-plus platinum-rated content that only the ticket can. There's a reason why the ticket has been nominated for five Marconis and only one. Oh, four? We've only been nominated. The morning show, how many times has the morning show been nominated for Marconi? Three. And how many did we lose? We lost four. We were nominated three times. We lost four. So, no fun and yucks from the Victory Park studios today. I will say this, and maybe I can get over here with Junior. I don't know if you can hear him. Does he have a speakerphone? Man, all this stuff is really high-tech over here. Unfortunately, none of it works. But other than that, it's fun. Junior, want to say something to the P1s real quick?
No.
Come on, they want to hear from you. They love you.
I want to apologize for not going on from our new studios. I know everybody around the world is looking forward to it. So are we. And apparently we'll be broadcasting from the old place tomorrow morning. But one day we will be here. We will make it here. And we will be broadcasting bigger and better than ever before. And that's a promise from me to each P1.
That's very nice, Junior. And, you know, in this new studio, because we've updated our computer systems and gone all digital, we're able to see exactly how many people are listening at any given moment. And right now, we have 112 P1s listening to us broadcast.
You know, I always like to imagine that we have billions listening, so this is a bit of a slap in the face, kind of reality waking me up a little bit. But, no, 112 is better than 111, better than 110, better than 109. Better than 108.
Yeah, I think we get the point there, Junior. We
better
get
than 107.
Yes, I know. We get the point of how many different numbers it's better than, basically.
It's not better than 120 or 130.
We know the other direction, too. We got it, Junior. Thank you so much. That's Junior Miller talking to you, the P1. I figured we could at least take a few calls of disappointment as we're all in mourning today, not so much at the passing of Joe Paterno, but of the fact that the ticket will have to wait a day or two to get into its new studios. So let's take a few phone calls, shall we? Do we have any lined up there, Dave?
Or yeah, we've got a few.
Okay, we do. All right. Hi, on
Sports Radio. Hi, it's Ticket.
Yeah, this is AM.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Well, not much.
Hey, first of all, I know Jub-Jub ain't there, but I want to know when my chicken's going to be ready. Hey, no, man, I heard everybody talking about Joe Pa this morning. Man, that's some bad news, man. Everybody trying to dirty up his name, make him sound bad. And the first thing people should be doing is giving him respect, you know, and thinking about, you know, the hand he had in touching all these boys, you know, throughout his career.
Sir, if I may interrupt you here, I think I'm picking up on a little something. You're a Harvard guy, aren't you?
Hell yeah, man.
Harvard or Princeton? Hey. Harvard or Princeton?
Hey, Plank Road Brewery, 1985, graduating class. Hey.
Yeah, I'm listening. Every time you say hey, I'm still listening.
Well, that's what I like about you, Gordo, because you know, tonight, San Francisco, New York Giants, how's Alex Smith going to utilize Gabe Kapler?
Well, okay, thank you, sir. Dave, did he say something bad?
No.
Okay. I can barely understand him. Not because of his thick, subhuman accent. It was mainly more of the telephone system's kind of difficult to hear through. Let's head to another one, Dave. This is going so well. Let's go to P1 in Sports Town.
it's not worth the wait. I'm taking my life. It's over. Bye.
Taking your wife. Where did he say he was taking his wife?
Taking his life.
He's taking his wife's life and his own?
I think just his.
Huh. 787-1310, the telephone number. We're taking your strong reaction, DFW. A land of 6 million people. 6 million people are within the sound of my voice, or would be within the sound of my voice if we had a decent signal. But that's how big the Metroplex is, and I'm looking forward to reaching every single one of them today here on Broadcast Sunday, as it's come to be known here at Victory Park Studios. Hi, you're on AM radio.
7-8-10-12.
What? That was a successful call. Let's see if we can have another one. Hi, you're on AM.
Hello?
Yes.
Long time, first time, first time. Who was that chick count with the numbers a while ago?
Who was the chick counting the numbers?
Yeah, counting down.
That was Craig Jr. Miller, and he's male. And the reason I know that is because he's flopping his junk in front of my face right now.
And that's very debatable anyway. I would like to say, Gordo, I would like to commend you for battling through this, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I sure do appreciate it. You're a kind man.
And even though you're on the phone, you're still pulling my pants all around this truck.
I'm sorry?
Even though you're on the phone, you're still throwing my pants.
No, I heard you. I heard you. I just don't know why you would say such an offensive thing when I'm on the air right now trying to help your life, and you're taking a shot at me.
Oh, no. No, no. What?
Thanks for your call. Hi, you're on AM radio. This is the Gordon and Junior show taking the place of Yahoo Network.
Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Ticket?
Yes, this is Ticket. We're broadcasting live from the Victory Park Studios, just not on the microphones. We're on the telephone.
Oh, okay, I understand. Well, that's why you have 112 listeners.
Right.
I know, I just turned on the radio and I heard Gordon on the air. I'm like, what's going on? Why are you on the air?
Okay. All right, we just... Yeah, we just heard from management right now that we have to cut telephonic communications right now with the P1 because we are huddling up and making our game plan to get on the air as soon as possible from the Victory Park Studios. Thanks to all you P1s for listening here on Sunday. We had fun together, didn't we? Play the theme song, Expo, and send us back to Yahoo Sports Radio.